This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
You're listening to Betting Weekly League One on the BetRivers Network.
Hello and welcome to the Betting Weekly Liga podcast brought to you in association with BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. I'm Rob Daly, with me James Easton, writer on French football and former scout, and Steve Wiss, Liga and betting expert. Gents, I'm back. I've got my voice back. I know that Dan Roebuck did a very fine job filling in, but if we had the rights to use it, I'd be playing the boys are back in town to get this, to get this thing going.
Good to see you, Rob. Good to see you.
Very good, Rob.
All right, so in my absence, how do we get on? Overall for the season, for listeners, James and Steve are doing fantastic, up plus 6.5 units, and the ROI 14.13% so far this season. So if you've been following the guys, you'll be very happy indeed so far. One of the best performing shows on the BetRivers network at the moment. Steve, do you want to get into last week? I think you had 5 picks last week.
Yeah, it's a completely level week for me. 2 wins, 2 losers and a push. I should have been in profit, really. But it all came effectively to the Troyes-Rennes game, which was ruined by a red card. Story of my season, really. I can't avoid games that have got red cards at the moment. And they're the one thing that's completely changed the dynamic of the game. So I think it would have been an easy over 2.5, but then Troyes have to make a substitution. So a level week for me, generally level for the season. James has been in fantastic form, and most of his profit we have is his work. So again, I said to him last week, keep up the winners, and he has done.
Yeah, 3 winners last week, Rob, I think. Yeah, 3 out of 3. So it was a good week. It's funny, you know, some of Steve's picks, our goals picks, which should, as he's saying, be overs. If you look at the expected goals on those matches as well, they look like overs. So we've got a really high scoring season. And yet there's also some great goalkeeping performances going on. I know the Clermont goalkeeper has done really well this year. So yeah, there have been some frustrating matches for us where we've got quite close, you know, and it's not happened. And also the red cards is a theme as well now of the season. There are loads of red cards in this division. So obviously, whatever your picks are, there's not a lot you can do about that. It does totally change the dynamic of a game. And, you know, we saw it again last week that the red card count was fairly high. So there are a couple of, you know, trends which we're seeing play out now in League One. The high goals, red cards, and also, you know, 1 or 2 goalkeepers were really catching the eye in some of these matches.
And yeah, it was all Asian handicap action for, wasn't it you last week, James? Is some more of the same this week coming up?
We've got a, I'm not sure I do this week. I've got one this week. I do like favourites. I am a bit of a favourites backer. So one of the picks last week, for example, is Lyon to beat Angers. And obviously Lyon are going to be strong favourites at home to win that game. So I look at the Asian handicap on matches like that where, you know, you think the favourites at home will win, but if you think they're going to win big, then the Asian handicap becomes the market to look at. That was one that paid out last week. So yeah, that is something that I tend to focus on.
And they did win big as well. Worth noting that there is a game this evening on Wednesday, the time of recording, Lorient versus Lyon. Is that from the game that was called off because of the pitch?
Yeah. It was called off because of the pitch. Yeah, it hosted the...
It was a concert or something.
Yeah, it's the annual Inter-Celtic Festival, which is hosted over in Brittany, northwest France. And they've hosted it before, actually. If I remember years ago, they hosted that and they had exactly the same problem. So it's one of these situations where, you know, they don't own their own stadium, so it's municipally used by other people. And, you know, you've got to... Sometimes the pitch is not in playable condition. So, yeah, we have that game played and then we'll be up to... You know, all teams having played the same number of matches.
All right. Well, that's a group outing for the 3 of us next season, then perhaps off to that one. Okay. Yeah. Should we get into it then? Interestingly, of the 10 matches in France this weekend, the guys have only got picks for 4 of the matches, but we will discuss Paris Saint-Germain and Marseille's matches at the end of the show. So if you want to get involved in those games between the top 2 in France, we will get to those. But the guys haven't got their proper picks for those. The standout fixture, undoubtedly, is the late game on Sunday and it's Monaco-Lyon. So let's go big on this one. Steve, do you want to get us going? It's you who has the pick here.
Yeah, I do have the selection. And I must say, first and foremost, I think this is a really, really difficult round. To be honest, I've got to provide the minimum three picks, but I would probably only take one or two, really, if I could here. This one is, I would say, probably the best value pick of the round. And I'm going to take Lyon to score over 1.5 goals on individually on their own. If we look at Monaco's last two home games, they conceded 4 goals twice against Lens and Troyes. Conceding 4 goals against Lens, you could see that happening. Lens have got a good attack, but when you're conceding 4 against Troyes, although there was a red card involved in that game, surprise, surprise, then it does concern me. The big problem with this round is that there's several teams that are playing in Europe, and we don't know the result of any of these games apart from the PSG one. And also, of course, the midweek game, Lorient-Lyon as well. So I think there's a lot of question marks. And Monaco travelling to Red Star Belgrade this Thursday in the Europa League. And I think that's a tough place to go. The atmosphere is going to be intense. The players are going to be on edge of it. And, there is such a thing as a sort of midweek Europa League syndrome, I think, sometimes. And yeah, they've got a squad they can rotate players with, but they've got to take that match seriously. And I could see Monaco being flat again, to be honest with you, Rob. I actually think Lyon might win this game. I could see Lyon having a good week. I think the Lorient game is arguably harder for them, because that might be a more difficult defence to break down. Monaco have to go into this game and attack. Their fans demand it. And I'm a bit surprised that Lyon are the underdog in this game with the bookmakers, to be honest. I would actually have them as a slight favourite, what I've seen this season. Monaco are not playing that well. They won last week against Nice, but most teams are beating Nice right now. So, I mean, I do like the goals in this game as well, but the goal line is up at like 3 and 3.25, and both teams to score is really odds on, really short favourites. So I'm looking at an angle, where can I get a bit of value? And just Lyon to score over 1.5 goals individually. I mean, even if just 2-0 win here for Lyon, and I'd be in business. So I think they've got enough attacking firepower to score against this pretty poor-looking Monaco defence right now, which I think will take a lot of risks. So a bit of a value play here. I'm more confident about probably a couple more selections this round, but Lyon, I think, can get me a couple of goals.
Yeah,
plus 100.
I think on Lyon, when I backed them last weekend, Rob, to beat Angers comfortably, my thinking there in the show was that they've got the players to score against, I think what I said was mid-ranking and lower-ranking teams in League One, which they showed because they won 5-0. I think what Steve's saying there, you can potentially consider Monaco that at the moment, a mid-ranking team, they're playing like one defensively. You know, they don't look particularly solid. And you've got Lyon going into this game, having scored 5 last week, really confident. And again, it's the front players that Lyon are doing really well. They've obviously got some, you know, quality front players in Lacazette, Toko Ekambi, Moussa Dembele scored a great goal off the bench last week. So they're the attackers you're looking at in this game. And obviously Monaco have quite rightly got a reputation as one of France's top sides. They were top 3 last season, but they're not playing like that at the moment, and they haven't really at any point this season. So, yeah, I think Lyon will be fairly confident going into this game that on the back of what they did last week, they can do some damage with the strikers that they've got being in such good form at the moment.
They're not in Europe, of course, Lyon. Correct. So how does this factor into your betting? They obviously do play midweek, James.
Yes.
And the same question to you, Steve, but how does this factor? Because I think because this is unprecedented, we have these 6 European match days in 9 weeks, Champions League, Europa League, Conference League, the French clubs are involved in. We don't know how the teams are going to cope. We don't know how they're going to manage travel to places like Serbia to navigate league and everything. Are Lyon an interesting team in that regard because they don't have this obligation?
They could be. I think the first thing to say is it's definitely influenced their transfer window. So they didn't go big the way that Marseille, for example, did in terms of player turnover. That's not happened. And that was by design because they don't feel they're going to need that big of a squad. They've had changes, but they've not gone crazy the way some teams have. So that's the first thing. Yeah, it is a talking point in France. Will it be an advantage for them? Because pretty much everybody else that you'd think maybe Lance are in the same position a little bit by not being in Europe, but everybody else that you'd expect to be challenging for a top four, top five position this season has got those commitments, has got the challenge of coping with this extremely hectic autumn period. So it should help. It should help because, you know, most weeks they're going to be free from weekend to weekend to prep for the next game. I think there's a couple of factors against that with Lyon. I don't know what Steve thinks, but I think there's a few question marks still about the manager maybe at Lyon and whether he can get the best out of these players. We saw that last year, but on paper, it's a pretty good starting 11 with maybe three or four players off the bench who can be good. If they keep that starting 11 generally available, you know, they look a decent team in this division. So, I personally think it's an advantage between now and the World Cup that they don't have any European games. It's whether they've got the organisation and the manager to build on that advantage.
They need to make hay now while the sun shines, while they're not in Europe. And to be honest, this first round of Europe, nothing really changes compared to previous years, does it? Because it's the first round. It's probably when you look into sort of round three and beyond where it's going to really add up for some teams, especially the ones that are not used to being involved. But I do like them here. I actually think Lyon are going to win the game. I think you could do worse than taking them on draw no bet handicap or even straight on the nose. I think, it's a good situation. I just don't really like what I see from Monaco. Monaco are a notoriously hard side to predict, though. I think you need a three-sided coin for them. Really do. Like any version of Monaco can turn up on
the
day.
Well, the one on draw at PSG and then to lose 4-2 at home to Twice. Inexplicable, isn't it? I mean,
And even if you go back to last season, yeah, they were at a point in March where, if the media was to be believed, they were thinking about sacking their manager and their sporting director at the end of the season because in March they're in such a terrible position. Then they won 9 or 10 games on the run to finish in the top three, and nobody really saw that coming. It was pretty much the same team, and now, you know, then they've gone out of Europe and then they've drawn with PSG. So yeah, they're very, very unpredictable.
Worth noting, by the way, that Lyon play Paris Saint-Germain the weekend after they go to Monaco. So a massive few days for them, even though they're not involved in Europe. Okay, where should we go to next? How about Ajaccio Nice? James, this is your first of three picks.
Yes, I've gone with Nice here, Rob, on the Asian handicap. So the bet is Nice minus 0.25 on the Asian handicap at minus 103. Basically, if the game ends in a draw, you'll lose half your stakes, which I'm prepared to risk. If Nice win, then you'll win. I've got to say, I don't like Nice particularly. I don't think they played very well, and I don't have a great deal of faith in them. This bet is almost all about Ajaccio and just what a limited side they are. I did essentially the same bet last week when they were at home to Lorient, except on that pick, Lorient were actually the underdogs as the away side. And Lorient won 1-0. And, you know, if you watch that game, it's evident just how difficult this season is going to be for Ajaccio, because we are, said it before, we're essentially watching a League Two standard team here trying to cope in League One. And that's going to be very, very difficult for them. The defence, which got them promoted essentially out of League Two last year, is doing okay. It's doing okay at this level, given that it's essentially League Two standard defenders. In attack, they've got very, very little quality. They're going to struggle to score goals, I think, in a lot of matches this season. And they don't have a scoring midfield or high-scoring wingers either. So the bet really is on just how difficult it's going to be for Ajaccio to score. And are Nice playing well? No. Have they been convincing so far? Not really. They've had a very weird transfer window. Lots and lots of late signings. There's no sense of them playing as a team yet. The manager there, Lucien Favre, has got a lot of work to do to work out his best 11, his best tactics. But I think over 90 minutes, given the players Nice have got, they've probably got enough quality to get the win from somewhere, even if they don't play well. And I think that will be the case for lots of teams who face Ajaccio this year. So no real faith in Nice. It might be a difficult watch. We've said that before, I think, Steve, haven't we, on Ajaccio matches. But I just feel that they're so limited that any team with a little bit of quality about them have got a pretty good chance. And that was why, looking at Nice here, I'm prepared to back them to go to Corsica and to win.
Do you know what? I was a mad moment actually came over me when I was looking at this fixture. And I was debating on actually taking Ajaccio because I do not like Nice right now at all. Do you know what? If Nice were playing away from home in Europe this week, I think I would have been very tempted to go against them. But they're actually at home. They're against Köln. Is it how you pronounce it, Rob? You'll know better than me.
Köln,
the German, Köln, the German side. So if they were away from home, I'd be tempted. But this is when. But there's an old saying: bad things happen when you bet on bad teams, and the Jazio are a bad team. So. Yeah, you can't go near a Jazio with Monopoly money. I think this will be an under game. I think it'll be a horrible game. I wouldn't recommend anyone watch this at all. It'll be a terrible
fixture. I mean,
and I think it'll be 1-0, maybe to Nice, something like that. I could, you know, even 0-0, but hopefully they can get the job done for you, James. Yeah. Because I've said before, any Jazio defeat is a victory for me because I'm desperate to never finish bottom. So
absolutely. That European game as well, although they are at home, it might feel a little bit like an away game. About 8,000 Cologne fans are going to be there at Nice. So
they brought 25,000 to Arsenal, didn't they, famously, in the Europa League.
I think the interesting thing about Nice, really, it's not in there necessarily a good thing, but you know, their transfer market has been very Premier League focused. You know, they brought in Joe Bryan from Fulham and Nicolas Pepe, obviously, Aaron Ramsey, who we know from the Premier League, and they've signed Ross Barkley on a free transfer. So very interesting window. I don't know if this is the influence of Dave Brailsford, who is the ex-Sky cycling boss, who is at the moment effectively working as the sporting director at Nice because he's employed by the owners of the club. I don't know if it's down to him, but it's a complete change of direction in terms of where they're going for their players. And they're nowhere near being a functioning team at the moment. But I just think with the quality that they do have in the squad against a limited side, they should win. So, yeah, we'll see. But I tend to agree with Steve. If I was picking one game to watch, it probably wouldn't be this one.
So take James's pick and then just do that. Just don't go anywhere near it. I wonder if David Brailsford he's still got his Sky subscription or something as a Team Sky member. And he's gone, I remember him from watching him on Sky. I watched him on Sky. Morgan Schneidlin, I remember him. Very unusual business from Nice, but let's see if it pays off ultimately. Steve and James, you both have interest in Angers versus Montpellier. Both have solid picks here. Steve, you going to watch this one?
Yeah, I am. I think this will be a good game, actually. My pick for the game is both teams scoring. And I wish I'd taken this pick for the Troyes-Rennes game last week and I would have won. I do sometimes like the 1-1 draw on my side, but I think this will be quite a high-scoring match. Angers have pretty much been exactly what we expected this season. They're not very good, especially defensively. They conceded a lot of goals this season. It's as simple as that, really. Last week got battered by Lyon, conceded 4 against Rams at home, 3 against Troyes and 3 against Brest. That's nowhere near good enough. And this is a winnable match for them because I think on Montpellier, the sort of side you can beat them on your day, but they can hammer you on another day. So that they should come into the game looking to get 3 points, looking to score some goals. Angers, to be fair to them, they have scored at times this season, just 2 matches that they've drawn a blank, 1 at Lyon, which we can forgive. And I think the first match where the goalkeeper had an incredible game against them. So I think Angers can definitely get on the score sheet. Montpellier, we know, have got plenty of goals in them. And I think they're missing several potential defenders to injury as well. I don't trust either team to keep a clean sheet. I think James is looking at going on the O's for this game, but I'm just going to take both teams scoring minus 147. The odds are a bit shorter here, but I'm kind of just playing this one safe, really, just in case that 1-1 hits. But I think there will be several goals in the game. Neither defence very good, and both offences have got enough about them to contribute.
Yeah, I have gone on the overs here, Rob. Over 2.5 goals on this match is minus 118. Very similar thinking to Steve on this game. If you've watched any of League One or a lot of League One this season, these are two of the teams who have really struggled defensively. Conceded early goals as well. So at some point, probably in the first half, a team's going to be behind here and that should lead to the game opening up. If you just look on the raw data on the game, Angers' matches are averaging nearly 4 goals a game so far and Montpellier's are actually averaging over 4.5 goals a game. So the over 2.5 goals has paid out on, I think, 10 out of the 12 matches so far. That these two sides have played. And I think the odds, although it's odds on, are pretty good for another overs match here because, Steve has said defensively, they're both really poor. I think Angers at the moment got the worst defensive record in League One. And it doesn't matter what they try. It's not worked. They've tried a back three. They've tried a back four. They've brought in a couple of new defenders. They were terrible last week against Lyon. So I feel that the overs here is a really sound selection.
Yeah, they do have the worst defence in the league. 17 against. They have scored six times, though, themselves, the team second from bottom. And Montpellier have 16 goals to their name, which I think makes them the second top scorers in Liga at present. Okay, final game. You had similar thinking for your picks there. And you have the exact same picks, in fact, for Lens versus Troyes, the Friday night game in Liga. James, you get us going here.
Yeah, Lens versus Troyes. So we've both gone with over 2.75 goals on this match. In simple terms, if there are three goals in this game, you will make a profit. And this is one of those matches where if you go into a game and look at the stats on it, it's great when you see that the stats on both sides would support your bet. And this is one of those matches where, you know, having watched the two teams, you think, okay, maybe overs would be the pick here. And if you look at the stats, then it plays out that way. So expected goals rather than actual goals. Lens is six games so far. They're averaging over three expected goals per game. The same applies to Troyes. So it's very high. And then if you look at the actual goals in the games, it's the same. Lens's games averaging over 3.5 goals a game. And Troyes games averaging over 4 goals a game. So everything really on this game points towards high scoring. It's a home match for Lens. Lens at home against, you know, nominally weaker sides are very positive. They'll have another sellout crowd. They've had fantastic support at home all year, actually, going back to the second half of last season. And they're playing really well. They're in a strong position in the league. They've got a lot of points on the board. So their approach to this game, I would think, would be to be very positive, to attack. They have looked to add further goals in matches this season when they've gone ahead. And Troyes are having a bit of an improvement recently. They've got some better results on the board, having started the season really poorly. Scoring goals, they've added a few players, like Ronnie Lopez has come in from Sevilla on loan and already looked like he will improve the side in the opposition half. So they'll be quite confident that, yeah, it's going to be a difficult game to win, but they'll be more confident they can cause the Lens defence problems than a month ago, put it that way. So I think it's a great game for overs. As I say, you need three goals in the match for our pick on this to pay out. And I think that's paid out on 9 out of 12 games so far involving these two sides. So, yeah, very confident that we can have an entertaining and a high-scoring match here.
Yeah, it's exactly the same pick for me. Over 2.75 goals at minus 127. I nearly looked at taking both teams to score here as well, but... fundamentally, I could see the match going over without both teams scoring, to be honest. Lens could cover this goal line on their own, and I don't think you could even rule out Troyes covering it on their own. Chances would be low, but they did score 4 times at Monaco. A word about Troyes, actually, because we kind of ripped them off earlier in the season, but they found something. I think even it started kind of in that match to Lyon where they actually had a good first half, but they've got something about their offence right now, and I really like how they're... The manager, Bruno Erles, I've always actually rated him. We didn't think he was a good fit here anymore, but wherever he's gone, he's had success, this guy. And fair play for him for turning it around, but they're really quite confident in their football right now. Go down 10 men last week and they could have collapsed. I wish they had, but you know, they got themselves a draw out of the game, and it just shows how more together they are now. And but fundamentally, the sort of the match against Monaco, I think it'd be a similar sort of game. Except that I do expect Lens probably to come out on top this time, but over 2.75. This looked the obvious play of the round, my most confident pick. And minus 127, add a bit of juice just putting the over 2.75 on. But fundamentally, as long as at least three goals, we're in business.
Okay, gents, good work. That is all of your picks. Let's have a quick one because we're nearly out of time, but a quick one on Paris Saint-Germain, Brest and Marseille-Lille. So Paris Saint-Germain beat Juventus 2-1 last night. And I'm actually off to Spurs-Marseille this evening in North London. Marseille take on Lille. Any thoughts on these games, guys? Steve, you start us off.
PSG against Brest. The Asian handicap here is minus 3. So we've got a huge line. It probably will cover, actually. But who knows? PSG are in the situation now where they're probably thinking a lot about the Champions League. You know, can they get themselves up for Brest? I'm not sure. I initially, before I even looked at the odds, I was thinking to take PSG team total goals over 2.5, just PSG to score 3. But it's like 1-3 on. The price is way too short. So, I mean, I just can't go near this game on the price. But I do expect PSG. If I had to give a prediction, I'd say 4-0 PSG here. But I just can't get involved on the odds.
Yeah, I wonder if the goal lines have now moved on PSG, Rob. We mentioned, you know, weeks 1 and 2, maybe week 3, where we were making hay with PSG on some of their markets. Maybe the markets have changed. I don't know. It might be just this weekend.
I think the Monaco week, James, was the one where it changed, because I remember coming off the back of the show and you'd had great success, hadn't you, with goals in a Paris Saint-Germain games. And I started looking at them after that show and it felt like everything had closed. The gap had closed, you know what I mean? There was little value in anything more than that Monaco game, more than 4 goals or 4 more goals, 5 more goals. Plus, other than that, there's no value.
Yeah, this is it, because obviously they've started the season in such exceptionally dominant form. I think the two teams we're talking about here, PSG, but also Marseille, their game against Lille, we've both not got picks on them. I think this weekend actually is the weekend to take a really serious watching brief on the two teams, not just the results, but how are they lining up in the league this weekend? Mm. Who, if anybody, has rotated out of that side and what difference has it made? Marseille started that a little bit last weekend, a little bit of rotation. And, you know, they've built a squad for now, for this period, because they want to do well in Europe. They're taking it extremely seriously at that club. There's going to be 1,500 Marseille fans at Tottenham tonight. Yeah, they're a big, it seemed a huge European history. And so they'll take it seriously. It will have an impact, I think, on their league form, which has been very good so far. So I think this weekend, facing a Lille team who are okay, did quite well last weekend against Montpellier, it'll be a case of how do Marseille play on the back of a massive European match for them? Who's taken out of that side? Yeah. How does it affect them? How are they weakened? And, you know, they've got another game, obviously, in Europe coming up very quickly. So it's been a good start to the season for Marseille, but this is where we find out if they can handle what they think they've built for, which is competing and doing well, actually, on two fronts. And I think that applies a little bit to PSG. They've obviously got a lot more practice at this. If they do rotate at home to Brest, you'd think, well, they'll still be strong enough if they're bringing in the likes of Danilo Pereira or Renato Sanchez at home to Brest. But, you know, it also applies to them. So, yeah, it's a weekend to sort of observe these two sides. And then maybe on the back of it, when we see them rotate in future in the league, that will maybe where the opportunities come.
Yeah, well, Galtier and really Tudor's thinking round. Is, yeah. Yeah.
Really tough round in general. There's teams, or look at Nantes as well, who are in Europe. And there's someone else I think I'm forgetting, maybe not. But I think it's a really difficult round of fixtures to predict. Like I say, the Marseille game, I would normally maybe look at goals and overs here. But, you know, on the back of the Spurs game, they're going to put a lot into that match. And, you know, they do have a strong European pedigree, like James said, the only ever French team to win the Champions League, of course.
Correct.
Yes. So, you know, it's you can understand them maybe prioritising that in a way as well. There's a lot more money in it. So, yeah, tough round coming up. Hopefully we can get some winners, though.
Yeah, Marseille will... fans. Sorry, James.
PSG fans love hearing that, don't they? But Marseille, at every opportunity.
I had to put that one in at some point, didn't I?
I fully endorse it.
We'll allow it completely. Okay, that's all we have time for on the Betting Weekly Ligue 1 show, brought to you in association with Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Let's get the guys' picks of the week, of their favourite of their three picks, in a moment. But if you want more from James, Steve, and all the experts on the Bet Rivers shows, follow on Twitter @BecauseWeWin. Okay, James, you first. Favourite pick?
Yeah, favourite pick is the Lens versus Troyes game. It's the over 2.75 goals at -127.
Yeah, it's exactly the same for me. It's the only one that massively stood out. Lens against Troyes, over 2.75 goals, -127.
All right, have your peepers on Paris Saint-Germain and Marseille this week, and then get involved in the guys' 4 matches. James, Steve, pleasure as always. All prices are available at the BetRivers website, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to Betting Weekly League One on the BetRivers Network.